Finishing off this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mish'anu Miftach LaTzadikim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who is a support and a source of trust for the Tzadikim. This is the way Rav Shimon Schwab learns, and he explains. We conclude the bracha by making reference to the Tzadikim, because we started that way, Ala Tzadikim, Ala Chassidim, and therefore we go back to Baruch Atah Hashem, Mish'anu Miftach LaTzadikim. Says Rav Schwab, even if we don't think much of ourselves, and even though we're clearly aware of our own shortcomings, we should nevertheless aspire to become tzaddikim. Being a tzaddik is not something we should think we have achieved, rather something that we should strive towards. Pirkei Avos. Before we start Pirkei Avos, we say, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek le'olam haba, shenemar v'amech kulam tzaddikim le'olam yesharetz netzach matayim ma'aseh adin l'aspar. Every member of Klal Yisrael has a share in the world to come, as it says, your nation will all be tzaddikim. They'll inherit the land together forever. Shoot of my planting, my handiwork, and in whom I shall be proud. Which is a pasuk from Yeshaya. Quoting of this pasuk was meant to teach us that although we're not Hillel and we're not Shammai, we're not on the level of anyone that's quoted in Pirkei Avos, we should still have the desire to become tzaddikim. And of course, when we come before the Beis and Shalmala, they're not going to ask, why weren't you Hillel and Shammai? They're going to ask, why didn't you become the tzaddik that you could have become? He says, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek le'olam haba is the station identification announcement of the Torah. As in, this is the station, Le'olam haba is talking. This is the goal. The goal of the Torah, the wall of Klal Yisrael should become tzaddikim. And then Hashem will take pride in us. Ma'asei Adonai L'Yispar. And therefore, when you say Shema, or when you start Shemoneh Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem, we should ask Hashem in our hearts to help us become a tzaddik. The biggest bracha you can give a parent on the birth of a child, Hashem, this child should become a tzaddik. We can't do it by ourselves. To become a tzaddik requires the support of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing is true of bitachon, which is so much of a dominant theme in our bracha. Bitachon, true bitachon, you have no fear of anything. Oh, that's not something that can happen by itself. That requires Hashem's help. Normal human beings are beset with anxieties and fears of the dangers that surround them. We're not superheroes. We can wish away our fears. But if we make a sincere effort to have true betachin, Hashem will help. That's what it means, Baruch HaGever sheyiftach b'Hashem v'haya Hashem miftachai. That if a person places their trust in Hashem, they'll be blessed by a sense of total confidence and trust in Hashem, which will remove all the fears and anxieties. But to achieve this measure of betachin, we need Hashem's help. Therefore, we need Hashem's help in order to have betachin in Him. And that's what we're davening for here. We recognize that Hashem is a Mishan and a Miftach. Because if a person makes an effort to become a tzaddik, Hashem is his Mishan. A person who makes an effort to be a Baal Betachin, Hashem is his Miftach. He's the one who provides him with a sense of security when he places his full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps it's more accurate than to say every Yid's a big tzaddik. It's every Yid can be a big tzaddik. And perhaps that's the misempowering point of all.